Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Amp Radio.
Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B on Amp Radio on this Friday morning. How about some birthdays? Why not, right?
Yeah.
Go show it. It's your birthday.
Michael Rapaport, he's 50 today. Ruby Rose, she's 34.
I love her.
Okay.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And lots of tattoos. She's known for that too. Spike Lee is 63 today. Happy birthday, Spike. And I typically don't do this for the musical portion of the program, but I wanted any excuse to play Linkin Park in the end.
Ooh.
Chester Bennington, he would have been 44 years old today. Mm-hmm. And what a nice guy. Mm-hmm. A guy that I got to know over the years, and when I used to interview a lot of rock dudes, a lot of them, like, you don't see them in years and they sort of forget about you. But one afternoon I was on the air in Amp and the door came open and it was Chester. I didn't even know the guy remembered me. And he said, I walked by and I saw you. He goes, I want to come in and say, hey, we haven't caught up in a while. And he told me about living downtown and living in the Arts District and just what a sweetheart of a guy. So a little bit of Linkin Park and a nice memory. Why not, right?
I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
There you go. It is Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Book Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Time for trending.
Yes, and let's talk strip clubs, because restaurants and bars aren't the only ones getting hit hard right now. Strip clubs are also getting hit very hard. Well, I'll say spanked for them. So they're getting spanked really hard during coronavirus. So there's a strip club in Portland that's now having strippers deliver food to people's door just so they can continue to make money somehow. And get this, is my favorite part. They're calling it Boober Eats.
Oh, come on.
Boober Eats.
That sounds like something stupid I would say and name something. Come on.
Yeah. So amazing. Then there's this other strip club in Vegas. They're offering drive-through peep shows. So you literally don't get out of your car. You don't even have to roll down your window. You just get a little peep and then keep going on your merry way, quarantined and all.
They're like motorboating your windows and stuff.
I love that you just did a little booby shake, too.
I just motorboated my microphone.
Awkward.
Oh, no. Let's not ever do that again.
Booker, please stop. Okay. I know it's Friday, but
calm down. I'm excited. It's the weekend, I think. Who knows? It's
enough of Booker's gestures. Let's talk about this new website called HowMuchToiletPaper.com. And yes, it does just that. It tells you how long your current supply will last you. You just put in the number of roles you have, how many people in the household, how often people are going number one and number two, and it does the math for you. Here's the thing though, if you have to go in your household, like for you, Booker, you'd have to go to your girlfriend, you'd have to ask her, how many times are you going number one? How many times are you going number two? What, how awkward is that? I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah.
Radio.
Chelsea does entertainment. Chelsea, what you got?
All right, so another day in quarantine, another coronavirus theme song.
Oh, no.
So, you know the singer JoJo, remember her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Get out me right now, it's the end of you and me.
Well, she turned that song of hers, Leave, Get Out, into a coronavirus bop.
Say it right now, do it for humanity, we will survive.
I thought the word was bop, I heard flop.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you know what, Booker? I'll give you that because that was actually pretty
Booker
funny.
Booker with a good joke.
But I appreciated it, right?
What's sad is I like the original, and I was like, no, you just ruined it. You ruined the whole song for me.
Besides that, something we definitely didn't need while in quarantine or pretty much at all in 2020. So actress Gal Gadot rallied a bunch of her celeb friends together, Natalie Portman, Kristen Wiig, to sing John Lennon's Imagine. And I think it was supposed to be inspiring, but honestly, it's really cringy.
Imagine there's no heaven. Easy if you try.
Imagine all the people.
They need to put that song on an invisible plane and fly it somewhere else because it's terrible.
I totally agree. All right, so you know what we all need during this time?
Chocolate.
Well, that too. But we also need a pep talk from the man himself, Matthew McConaughey.
We get out of this? This virus, this time, might be the one time that brings us all together and unifies us like we have not been in a long time. So, yes, Let's see if we can make some lemonade out of this lemon that we're in the middle of. Turn a red light into a green light.
I don't know why, but I feel like he just kind of like calms me a little bit.
You two need to keep on keeping on.
Wow, that's good.
Thanks.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. I love dummies.
Oh my god!
I love them.
They're so entertaining. Dummies.
Well, Chelsea, let me let you set up the dummies.
Well, I'm sure you've been seeing all the pictures of kids on spring break, like down in Florida. Everyone's at the beach still. So they actually interviewed some of these people on spring break, and they gave us their take on the coronavirus.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
I would like to just state for the audience, this is Florida.
Where
the
yes.
Not
it's
California.
Florida.
Not California. Florida. Why is it always Florida? Why?
And they're making millennials look really bad.
This is supposedly the most woke generation. We're not seeing a lot of woke behavior.
I just like that the interviewers went and asked these people. They're clearly intoxicated. They're clearly
yes.
on something. And they're like, yeah, let's interview these people who are
yes.
clearly drunk.
It's perfect. I would have done the same thing.
God bless you, Florida. May you never fall into the ocean. It is Amp Radio.
Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
This is Amp Radio. Supposedly it's Friday morning, like it matters, but feels like Tuesday to me. What the hell?
It does. We get to sleep in tomorrow.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Good.
Big deal. We have nothing to do. I'm actually excited to get up with you two.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Trending. What's going on?
All right. So in two words, self-pleasure, because adult toy sales are up. Because, hello, hashtag quarantine, people have way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, single life.
And on top of that, there's actually a condom shortage happening in America.
Nice.
So there will be lots of quarantine babies. So I did the math. Lots of babies around December and January. Just wait for it.
Okay.
All right. I love this. There is a new website called howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And yeah, it pretty much does just that. It will tell you how long your current supply will last. So you put in how many rolls you have, how many people are in the household, how many times you go about number one and number two per day. And it does the math for you and will tell
TMI.
You. Yeah, but it will tell you how long your toilet paper will last. So I feel like a lot of people don't need to stress over the TP. Go to howmuchtoiletpaper.com. There you go. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
All right, guys, it's Friday morning, I think. It is Amp Radio. Booker from the Valley. Crystal B, she's out in the South Bay.
Ooh.
And Chelsea, she's in West Hollywood.
Wee ho ho.
The wee ho ho, that's what they call her.
Wow.
With entertainment now on Amp Radio.
Fine, representing. All right, so what are celebs up to during this crazy time of self-isolation?
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok is so real. Also, Cardi B, I live for her updates. She gave us an update on what her and her hubby Offset have been up to. Very productive.
He's so bored. Look how bored he is. Look how many blunts he rolled already. Back to back for no damn reason.
Did you see what they did?
I mean, oh they're gosh. Rolling blunts for years. What is that?
Oh my god!
Quarantine.
It's quite the stock up. My boy Harry Styles, who I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm wearing a Harry Styles t-shirt right now. Did you notice
Stop.
That? My favorite. He's in quarantine, and he admitted he's in quarantine with a small group of friends in a pod-like situation, and here's what they're doing.
We're just being, like, careful, listening to music, playing games, doing some face masks, you know, the classic quarantine stuff. Now's the perfect time to like learn a new skill or like try a new hobby or something, right?
I mean, I'm down to do some face masks with Harry Styles. Mm. Don't mind if I do.
Mm-hmm. You're down to do a lot more with Harry Styles.
Well, yeah, true. And John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are basically doing their own cooking show on Instagram Live. Here's them frying chicken.
Frying chicken, oh, oh, oh.
I actually feel like they should have their own reality show. That's what they're proving to me with all their Instagram stories. They're just like, they're so interesting.
I think we're going to be the dumbest society when we come out of this because we've watched the dumbest things in 5 days. I hope the stuff gets smarter. I really do.
It won't.
No, you're right. It's going to get dumber by the day.
Yeah.
And finally, so Kevin Bacon is speaking up on the importance of social distancing. And this is really clever. So have you guys ever heard of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yes. It's where you name an actor and they can go through 6 movies to prove that they're connected somehow to Kevin Bacon.
Because he's been in like everything. Pretty
exactly.
much everything.
Gotcha. Right.
Exactly. So he's doing a tongue-in-cheek thing called the 6 degrees initiative.
You know me, right? I'm technically only 6 degrees away from you. Right now, like people around the world, I'm staying home because it saves lives and it is the only way we're going to slow down the spread of this coronavirus.
And he's basically saying, look, we're all connected to all these people, so just stay home and that's the only way we're going to beat this virus. So good for him.
Very true.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Amp Radio.
It is Amp Radio on this Friday morning. Guys, do you smell that Corona themed bit that we're about to do?
Another one.
I've actually named our bit. It's called What's Not Lit at the Grocery Store.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
It's not terrible, right?
You know what's really funny is I came across this list and I was dying laughing because both of you guys were giving me a hard time about waiting last minute to do my shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And literally a lot of these things I actually ended up buying because it was all that was left.
Okay. This is the stuff at the grocery store. It's the crap that's still on the shelves. Toilet paper, forget it. You can't get that. Cleaning supplies, no chance. Eggs, good luck. Milk, goodbye. We get it. You're not going to get that. But there's the other straggler stuff. What's on that list, Chels?
The most undesirable stuff. Okay, so frozen pizzas comes in at number one, specifically frozen pizzas with pineapple or with cauliflower and broccoli crusts. Definitely got pizza with cauliflower crust all day long.
Yeah.
Cans of Manhattan clam chowder soup. There's that. I actually got one of those.
You got the picked over crap.
Unsalted potato chips and, of course, Corona beer. So there you have it.
What I noticed on the shelf is if you go to produce, forget it. It's cleaned out, except any lettuce that is not the color green.
Yeah.
Any of that like fancy lettuce, like that red colored lettuce. I don't know what that is.
Like the purple cabbage.
It's like a garnish, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a garnish. Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do with that. That is still in bulk at my grocery store on the shelves. That's there. If you go to the canned food section, forget about it. They're cleaned out except for canned asparagus.
Ew,
nobody wants canned asparagus. People do not want lima beans.
Oh my gosh, I got both.
I like lima beans.
And oddly, no one got kidney beans at my grocery store either. Those are the things I noticed.
I will say, I was trying to get White Claw. I couldn't find any White Claw. I had to get all that was left, which was the Smirnoff cooler things.
Ooh.
So I'll be trying.
Did you get it?
I got it. I got a 16-pack. I'm trying it tonight.
Sounds awful. And by the way, any fancy milk like
almond milks?
Yeah.
Oat milk. Yep, I got plenty of that. But that's good. Same thing. I like that. That's healthy.
Yeah, I like oat milk.
Enjoy your cashew milk.
I will.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Guys, I think more than ever, we need a feels good.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, please bring it on.
It may have happened in your neighborhood, but look forward to seeing it this weekend. People are going up into the attic or out into the garage or wherever that plastic thing is where you keep all your Christmas lights, and people are starting to put them back up.
What? Why?
Just to be happy.
Reminds you of the holidays and festive and feeling good. And to that point, I think it's time to be the first station to play Mariah Carey.
No, we're not. Booker, we are not.
Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
We can't.
It's March 20th. We can't do that.
That's enough.
Wow.
It is a vibe, though, I will say.
Just do that.
Didn't feel terrible, did it?
Good call, Booker.
Okay, here's another one. The canals in Italy, they're blue. And they've always been this murky, dirty water color. Well, it turns out without the gondolas and all the traffic in the water, the earth is settling underneath of the water, and it's a beautiful blue. So all of these pictures are coming out. Just a great visual. So check that out. They're also saying the air quality in China and India, they've all improved in just these past few weeks. How about that?
Hopefully LA is next. Come on, LA.
Yeah, that
Stop
would be
driving.
Nice.
People are driving less.
You'll love this one. So IKEA, they found 50,000 face masks in this warehouse. They didn't even know they had them. So you know what they did with them?
What?
They got them and they donated them to a local hospital. So good for IKEA. You've got furniture that's very hard to put together, but God bless you. One final feels good. Okay, so if you're a parent and you're homeschooling, if you go to Scholastic.com, they're offering free online courses.
That's awesome. That's great.
Feel good. There you go.
Yay.
97.1 Amp Radio.
It is Amp Radio. Booker, Chelsea, and Crystal B. We're from our respective homes. I don't know why we stopped. We should have just kept going. But we played another song because Crystal had to go wrangle her dogs who were barking and we couldn't do our segments. So we're like, just play another song. We'll be fine.
They're loud, you guys. I mean, you heard it.
It's just so weird, like doing our jobs from home. And yeah, it still sort of feels the same because the setup that we have, we are all, we're seeing each other. We're on FaceTime and the screen is split. So I see you two exactly as I would see you in the studio. Chelsea's on the left side of my screen. Crystal B's on the right. So it feels kind of the same. But different.
I think we've just already gotten so used to it. Like in one week, we just found our groove already.
Yeah.
It's funny because usually like I almost like get excited to do this with you guys because I feel like you're my only human contact I have.
I do feel badly for you at times, Chelsea, just a little bit because I'm thinking, oh, she doesn't have like a boyfriend, but I'm just worried that you're lonely. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm like, I hope she's like not lonely.
I definitely have like a little introvert side to me that I feel like is coming out and kind of enjoying just catching up on Netflix and just kind of hanging out and making lists of my goals and reading.
Drinking
like
wine.
Just, you know, drinking a lot of wine by myself, being very introspective.
Aww. You enjoy it.
Yes.
This is Amp Radio, just like you, from our houses.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Well, and that's all I could say.
1 week down.
1 week down.
Good job.
Quarantine isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I changed my pajamas and neither of you noticed or said anything and I feel a type of way about it.
I've seen too much skin of you two this past week. It's
these are bonding.
This is the worst kind of bonding ever. It's like knowing too much about your sisters. It's like, I'm good, you know? Shut your door. I know about pooping. I know everything. It's way too much.
We are family. We're in it together.
Official.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us this week. Kristen Lamone, she'll come in next. We'll be back Monday from our homes once again. Have a great weekend. Please stay safe. Distance yourself from everyone. And
wash your hands.
Obey the rules and try to have some fun. Love each other. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.